graduated in 1948, and I was a resident here for 4 years, and I met wonderful people, and my roommate was from Rockford, Illinois, but the then we had friends from Wilmette, Illinois, and California. Mm-hmm. California, there were three sisters that stayed across the way from us. And then at our, my roommate's sister, our cousin, Mary L. Durkin, was from Rockford, Illinois, too. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And we just were able to go in and out. We would go out and have, go take a walk, maybe over to Peterson's ice cream store. And then we did an awful lot of walking, so we didn't get the usual 20 pounds for freshmen. And there, everything about it was just a real good experience. And we loved all the people that we met. And thank you very much for interviewing. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Is that all I need?
I mean, tell them about the banana iron lung.
The what, honey? Oh, yeah.
We have plenty of time.
Huh?
If there's any, we have plenty of time if you want to talk about it.
Oh, well, no. The man in the iron lung, he had polio. Mm. And we used to go and visit him all the time. After the class was over, we'd go down to his house. And the poor man, we were very impressed, but I feel so bad for him because he had polio. And he couldn't, he had a mirror attached to this iron lung, and he had couldn't breathe. But then he smiled, and so we'd talk and tell him all the good stuff. And he lived, there was a house across the street from Rosary, from the entrance, and this young man would go over there and live there. His parents would pull him outside, and he'd stay there until it was time to come in. And oh, bless his heart, but he was good, and I think we probably gave him a little knowledge too, because we used to tell him all the good stuff that we were doing and where we were going, and we were going over to the ice cream store, and would he like a little ice cream? But it'd be all finished by the time we got to his house. And we just loved it. I mean, the experience was so great at Rosary, and I wouldn't have given it up for anything. And my sisters were here, too. I had two sisters that, partially anyway, the second one was a nun, and then the first one was them. She only went here for 2 years, but she loved it too. But then she got married, so that was the end of her. Okay, thank you.
All right, yeah. And then maybe, do you have like any other stories about maybe your times with the sisters or any teachers you looked up to?
Oh, the nuns that Sister Sheila. Remember her? Well, you don't know her. But she was a... The what, hon? Oh. Oh, yeah. She'd go because I had a messy roommate. And Sister Peter would come in and clean up her area and polish the sink and polish the mirror and the... And the, I don't know what it's like now, but we certainly had a super time, and I would not give up this 4 years at Rosary for anything in the world. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then maybe just for one final closing thing, maybe you just want to give like just a little thought to how it feels to be back here for the reunion and how it is to see everyone again.
How what?
How it feels to be back for the reunion.
Oh, of course. I was here for 25 years, I think, and now I'm here for 70 years. So it's a real great experience. School looks the same, and everything outside is the same, and everybody, all the class, we were, there were girls in our class that we were sitting with, and that was a real good experience too, because it was just fun to be back with all, and we'll never forget Rosary, because it's a great place, and I hope that maybe it'll be here another 100 years. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, then pretty much our interview is over, but just so that we can file this, can you speak into the mic and tell us your full name, your class year again, and today's date?
Today's date?
Yeah, just those three
Start
things.
Start with your name, Grace.
Oh, Grace
Wright.
Grace Wright, Mayor.
And then 1948.
And 1948.
And then 6/10/22.
6 what?
10.
Oh.
June 10th, 2022.
22, yeah.
All right, perfect.
Thank you.